A panel of three state judges has blocked North Carolina's congressional maps from being used in the 2020 elections. The judges ruled the districts were drawn with extreme partisan bias. In a different order, the same judges upheld legislative districts that were redrawn just last month. Here to help us make sense of these two orders is Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Will.
Let's take these one at a time. So the judges struck down the congressional maps. 2020 is not that far away. What happens next?
It is not. They issued a preliminary injunction, and when plaintiffs sued over these congressional maps, part of what bolstered their argument was the recent legislative ruling, which, of course, we'll get to in a second. But as a reminder to listeners, there are 13 U.S. House representatives from North Carolina. Presently, 10 of them are Republicans, 3 of them are Democrats. What we expect is that there will be another round of redistricting. It is possible that an appeal would come from the defendants in this case, and that could slow down this process. But from the Republican lawmakers and staff members who I've talked to, their bigger concern is that if they were to delay this too much, they could actually lose the ability to do the redistricting, and they would like to have another crack at it.
That had to do with the U.S. House districts. There's a separate ruling that came down yesterday that upheld state House and Senate districts. So does that mean we can use them next year?
Potentially, but it can't be easy, right? Well, so we should note that this is the same panel of three state judges in both of these cases that we're talking about here. So Republican lawmakers were ordered to redraw legislative boundaries. So those are the districts for state House and state Senate. And they did that last month. And then after that process played out, the plaintiffs, Common Cause, the group that sued over these legislative districts, had an opportunity to raise further issue with the new maps. So they raised several contentions they had, but ultimately the judges in this legislative case ruled that these maps are okay for 2020. Now, Common Cause could theoretically appeal this to the North Carolina Supreme Court. Based on conversations I had with some folks from Common Cause on Monday night, they indicated that they're still reviewing the order.
So it seems like a bit of a mixed ruling, and kind of maybe to confuse things a little bit more, what did judges say about the integrity of the latest process that Republican lawmakers used for redistricting? And I ask because, you know, we've had these maps that have been struck down on one basis or another for a while. What did they say about this latest process?
That's right. This litigation has at times felt endless. There have been federal cases, there have been state cases, and multiple times maps, legislative maps, congressional maps that have been drawn by the Republican General Assembly have been struck down. At times it was racial gerrymandering. Now we're talking about partisan gerrymandering. The answer to your question is ultimately the way in which the recent redistricting of legislative maps was done was good enough for that panel of three judges. They did it out in the open. They didn't consider partisan data in ways in which they had during previous cycles of redistricting. And ultimately, it was good enough for these judges.
And as you said, Common Cause could still appeal that ruling if they wanted to. Also on Monday night, the state Senate did not vote to override the vetoed state budget. Republican Senator Phil Berger had signaled that there was a vote possible, yet they did not take one. We're in the midst of a four-month budget impasse at this point, right? I mean, why all the drama last night?
I think senators want to go home, to be totally candid. Of course, the House rammed through that controversial override vote of the vetoed state budget back on September 11th. And I think that state senators would like to take an override vote. At the same time, they don't want to take an unsuccessful override vote. What it takes to override any bill at the legislature is a 3/5 vote. And that would require, in the Senate, where it's currently comprised of 29 Republicans and 21 Democrats, it would take one Democrat to break with his or her party and vote with Republicans. And I think that if that moment presents itself, the Republicans are going to call for the vote and they're going to take it. But the reason they have not done that yet is because it appears as though the Democrats are true to the word they have espoused to us, which is they are holding strong and holding together in support of the governor's veto of this state budget.
Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.